God's grace is yours, His peace and His mercy too, in the name of our Lord Jesus. The little girl was afraid, lying in her bed at night. The outside was a vicious storm that rattled the windows, which made her wonder what was under her bed, which made her wonder what was in the closet, which made her wonder what was outside. And as her mind is racing, you know what comes next, right? Mom! And mom runs in, and mom does what moms do. Kneels down by the bed. It's okay, honey. It's just a storm. I'm right here with you. You're going to be okay. And more than that, sweetheart, Jesus is always with you. That is pure gold comfort, straight from the pages of Scripture. Great job, Mom. But the little girl said, "Yeah, Mom, I know, but I want Jesus with skin on." You know what she's saying? Right? I know Jesus is real. I know He's here, but I can't see Him. I can't touch Him. And that's hard. Now, incidentally, this isn't the point of the sermon, but that's why God gave moms, right? So that they could be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be there so little girls can see and feel the love of Jesus. But have you ever felt like that, little girl? When life gets stormy for you, in whatever way life gets stormy for you, have you ever, you know Jesus' promise, and you know He's with you, but you can't see Him, and you can't feel Him, and that's hard? Well, that's exactly what Jesus' friends were going through. The disciples, they had seen Jesus. They'd seen Him calm the storm. They'd seen Him cast out demons. They'd seen Him heal. But they didn't know all the details. They just knew He was going to leave soon. He was going to leave them to go to the cross and die for their sins. He was going to leave them and go back to His Father in heaven, and that would be hard. So on the night right before Jesus left His disciples to go to the cross, He said this. It's from John chapter 14. "If anyone loves Me, he will obey My teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love Me will not obey My teaching. These words you hear from Me are not My own. They belong to the Father who sent Me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Those are Jesus' words for when life was about to get stormy for the disciples, and for us too. When we can't see Jesus, when we can't feel Jesus with our hands, then even then, Jesus gives blessings to believers. Jesus gives blessings to believers, but before we can dig into the blessings that Jesus is going to hand out, even when we can't see Him, we got to deal with that first sentence in the reading. The first sentence says this: "If anyone loves Me, he will obey My teaching." And we got to deal with it because this is not supposed to make you wonder if you really love Jesus. But it kind of sounds that way, doesn't it? Kind of seems like it's challenging your love for Jesus. But this is actually Jesus describing His loving relationship with believers. I say that because it comes in the context of John chapter 14. And if you read through all of John chapter 14 later today, you'd see that Jesus is comforting and encouraging His disciples over and over again. This scene is Jesus running into the room and kneeling down by the bed to calm down His little disciples. And so for Him to challenge the love of His disciples and say, "If you really loved Me, then you would be behaving better," that would be just as ridiculous as a mom running into the bedroom in the middle of the night and calming down her child by saying, "I'm here and I love you and I'm with you and I really wish you wouldn't yell so much in the grocery store because that gets on my nerves." That's not what comes next. That's not how Jesus comforts His disciples. This is Jesus describing His relationship with believers. And that relationship with Jesus that we have with him started with him. He loved us first, right? He loved us enough to come down into our world. He loved us enough to take all of our sins on his shoulders. He loved us enough to die on the cross to take care of all those sins, to rise again to guarantee our place in heaven. And what Jesus is saying is that for a lot of people, when you see how much Jesus loves you, you love him back. And people who love Jesus listen to what he says, obey his teaching. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Now, believers like you and me, we never obey Jesus perfectly, right? We don't love him perfectly. Our love is still a work in progress, but that doesn't make it any less real. We really do love our Lord. We really do care what he says. Jesus is describing his relationship with you when he promises all these blessings, but that does mean something a little tricky. It means that all the blessings we're going to talk about right now, they are only for believers. Earlier this night, Jesus had told his disciples, I'm going away, and after a while, I will show myself to you, but not to the world. And so one of the disciples asked a very logical question, Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us, but not intend to show yourself to the world? Why would you do that? And the answer? Because after Jesus ascends into heaven, his main way of influencing us, his main way of blessing us and being with us is not with his body, but with his teachings. So he said, whoever loves me, whoever believes in me, holds on to my teachings, and they hold on to all the blessings I give. And then he said, whoever rejects me, rejects my teachings, also rejects all the blessings that I give. You see, it's not for believers because if you reject Jesus' teachings, you reject his blessings. Martin Luther put it really, really well. Martin Luther said it this way, a heart that keeps God's word, I like that word keeps more than obeys, to cling to and hold on to. A heart that keeps God's word has utter confidence over anything in the world because God is in him. A heart that does not keep God's word has utter fear of everything in the world because God is absent. So that's point number one. These blessings are for believers. And if you trust in Jesus, then he's talking about you. But before we can get into all the blessings that Jesus gives us, we're going to talk about three of them. I want you to just notice this one thing Jesus said. I do not give to you as the world gives. I do not give to you as the world gives. It's almost like there's two versions of every blessing we're going to talk about. There's the world version, and there's the Jesus version. And the Jesus version is always better, right? This is what it's like. It's like if you've ever gone to Google and typed in to the image search bar, hashtag nailed it. If you've ever done that, there's even a Netflix show about this. What happens when you type in nailed it? If you haven't done this, you're not living your most enjoyable life yet because this is awesome. There's like a professional who makes a piece of art. It's almost always a pastry, right? And then they post that picture on the internet. And then a regular person, like me, goes home and tries to recreate it. And the results are awesome. So a professional makes a beautiful gingerbread house like this. And a regular person makes something like that. And then they'll post that and nailed it, right? Or a professional makes this 3 teddy bear cake. And an amateur makes that. A professional makes Cookie Monster cookies that look just like Cookie Monster, and a regular person makes those cookie monstrosities. And they'll post it and say, nailed it, right? That's like Jesus' blessings and the world blessings. Because if you offered me that messed up cookie monstrosity, I would take it, right? I would still eat it. It would still taste good, and it would still be good. And you can see what they're going for, right? The world's blessings that you can find all around this world are good. They are good, and they are wonderful blessings. And you can see how they're kind of like what Jesus offers us. But Jesus are just so much better, right? Jesus are just so much better. So the problem with this comparison is that sometimes I crave the world's blessings a little more than Jesus' blessings. He said, I do not give to you as the world gives, but sometimes I'd prefer the world's blessings. When I compare the cookies, I can see them side by side and see that obviously this one's better. But when I see the world's blessings, and then I look to see Jesus, I can't see him with my eyes. And so if ever I start to crave the world more than my Savior, what I need to do is make sure I'm clearly seeing his blessings for what they really are. And we already know how we see Jesus' blessings, right? Through his teachings. So let's dive into John chapter 14 here and see three blessings that Jesus teaches us about based on this. He says, I give you, I give you, I give you. We're going to talk about three different blessings Jesus gives. First, he says, I give you my Father. He says about believers, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. Jesus promises that God the Father will live with you if you trust in him. You know, the world has its version of this, right? It's companionship, it's families, it's friendships, and it's a tremendous blessing. It's a huge blessing to have a family who knows your secrets and what you did when you were little and still loves you anyways. It's a huge blessing to have friends who are going to be there for you when no one else is. But if I ever try to make those human relationships my number one, my top comfort, they'll shatter under the pressure. I'll be so eager for friendship that I'll do anything to make people like me. And not healthy. I'll want love from my family so desperately that when they fail me, because they're human, I'll be crushed if that's my ultimate comfort. Family is great at being family, and friends are great at being your friends. They're just a terrible replacement for Jesus. But Jesus does not give to us as the world gives. No, he promises that he and the Father will make their home with you. You realize what that means? It means that your constant companion through every phase of life is the one who created life. It means that the one who knows your deep, dark secrets better than anyone, your Father in heaven, he loves you more than anyone. He proved it when he sent his Son to die on the cross to take care of all your sins. Jesus says, I do not give to you as the world gives you. No matter what your family life, no matter what your home life, no matter what your friendships are like, your Father in heaven loves you. If the devil ever tries to tell you otherwise, you go back to Jesus' teaching. Because Jesus, he promised this blessing. Second blessing, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. He said, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. You know, the world has its version of this. It's called education. And it is a fabulous, fabulous blessing, especially on graduation weekend here and for a lot of high schools. What a blessing education is. It can change your life. It can even help you learn to spread the message of Jesus better. Education in the world is a huge blessing. I have a friend, a fellow pastor, who tweeted this a couple years ago. He said, there are so many people, even if they are all only twice as interesting as I, there's so much to learn. He's saying there's so many ways you could learn more about your world and you can advance your life, you can advance the life of those around you. What a blessing. But my friend, Kent, he knows that all that education and all its benefits, it's just no good once your brainwaves stop going. But that's why he's a pastor, right? Because he knows that Jesus gives even a better blessing than this education. He knows that Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit who will teach you all things you need to know, not just for this world, but for eternity. Jesus is promising that when you sit down and open your Bible, when you sit down and listen to your Bible app, or you go through your daily reading, you are learning truths from the Holy Spirit that will make your jaw drop for eternity. When you sit down with God's Word, the Holy Spirit is there to ensure that you remember the most important message in the history of the world, the message of Jesus. Jesus does not give to us as the world gives. It's so much better. He gives us the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. And finally, the last blessing, Jesus says, I give you my peace. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You know, peace to you, that phrase, that was a common greeting back in Jesus' day. That was like we say hello or have a good day, and they would say peace to you. And what they meant is that I hope you have a peaceful day, right? I hope your donkey doesn't die. I hope you don't fall in a hole. Hope you don't get sick. Hope you have no trouble. And that's how the world defines peace, having no trouble. To a sick man, peace looks like health. To a poor man, peace looks like wealth. To a dying man, peace looks like youth, right? The world defines peace as not having any trouble. But Jesus does not give to us as the world gives. In fact, he told his disciples, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus says, in this world, you will fall into holes, and you will have a donkey die, and you will get sick, and you may be poor, and you might lose loved ones, and you might go through a low time. In this world, you will have trouble, but I have a peace. I have a peace that has taken care of your sins, that has guaranteed your eternity in heaven. I have a peace that with my teachings, it will convince you that even if your world is falling apart, it is falling apart in the hands of the one who made the world. Even if your life is totally disintegrating around you, the one who loves you enough to die for your life can put it back together in his time, in his way. Jesus says, my peace overcomes the world. Martin Luther said it really well. Again, Martin Luther put it this way: when you are sunk in affliction, he so turns your mind from it and gives you such consolation that you imagine you are dwelling in a garden of roses. Now, if that doesn't make much sense to a lot of people, that's all right. God himself called it a peace that surpasses understanding. Even if we can't understand how Jesus' peace works, maybe we can illustrate it. One more illustration before we end. Story goes that two painters were challenged, right, to depict peace in a painting as best you can. Grand prize goes to the winner. The first painter in a mountain lake, something like this. The mountains in the background are still. There's no wildlife on the edge of the lake. The water is like glass. This is nature, totally undisturbed. That's the world's peace. And if you've had days like that in your life, praise God. What a blessing to have peace like that, where things are going right. But the second painter took a different approach. The second painter painted a very different picture like this. You see, there's a storm in the background. You see, there's rushing waterfalls. You can imagine the noise, right? And you can see the waters beneath are churning and tumultuous, and the waters on top are racing over there. Everything is commotion, right? Why would this be a picture of peace? Until you look really, really close. If you look at the very center of that painting, you'll find a bird nestled in the rocks, sleeping. The title of this painting, Peace in the Midst of the Storm. That's Jesus' peace. Peace that has a heart at rest in the middle of a restless world. That's Jesus' peace, and that's his blessing he promises, even in his absence. So these are Jesus' promises. These three blessings, these are Jesus' promises to disciples as they're afraid about what's going to happen next. These are Jesus' promises to a sleeping girl in her bedroom during a storm. And these are Jesus' promises to you and me. He says, I will send you my Father, and we will live with you. I will send you my Holy Spirit, and he will teach you everything you need to know. And I will give you my peace. Even when Jesus is gone, he gives blessings to believers. Amen.